Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. What's going on? It's your man Cass in the Rulings with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I want to always thank you. Thank you for everything you have ever done for me. Listening to me, supporting me, rocking with me. This is a closeout podcast. This is not going to be a long, long podcast. This is going to be a closeout podcast, you know. This is the last podcast of 2024. First, I want to address some things. I know it's been a while since I have done a podcast. But let me tell you what's been going on with me. Now, disclaimer, before I even state what's going on, 2024 has been a good year. It's been a good year overall. It's been a great year. But there's been some difficulties that's happened this year. But it's been a great year. So I don't want to negate the blessings me and my family have gotten this year. We've been through a lot, but it's been a blessed year, you know, great year. But the last few months have been difficult. You know, this whole year for me has been difficult. I've dealt with a lot of medical issues. I don't know if I told you before. I had a surgery earlier this year. I had GERD, which is acid reflux. I had bad acid reflux. So I had to get surgery to get my esophagus corrected, to fix certain damages that have happened. And because of that procedure that I had, I developed blood clots in my lungs, right? So for months, I was on blood thinner, going back and forth to the doctor, getting probed, poked, tested. I mean, ridiculous. So I was dealing with that, you know, and regardless of the physical drain, it's also a mental drain as well, you know, where you're on blood thinners, you can't move like you want to because you hit yourself, or, you know what I'm saying, you shave, it bleeds. It's just a lot comes with that, you know. And then once I was cleared, you know, September, I was cleared. I did my echo, they did my lungs. They checked everything. The blood clots were all cleared. Health was great. Then there was two losses in my family, two tragedy deaths that happened in my family. I'm not going to details of them, but it was very close people to my loved ones that passed away. And so that was difficult. I was flying back and forth to New York. I was back and forth to West Palm Beach. So it was a lot of strain mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially as well. Then New Year, Christmas Day, you know, it's funny. Last year, Christmas Day, me and my family were in New York City at the Rockettes show. Right, we got tickets to see the Rockettes on Christmas. So we're in New York living that crazy New York vacation life, beautiful vacation. This year, I was in the ER. I had a lot, me and my family went out, and I had a lot of pain in my side, pain that I've never felt before. And I go to, you know, we come home and the pain is just not letting up. I never felt this type of pain. So we went to the emergency room. Now, one thing I can say, the emergency room was quiet, which is I think is great on Christmas Day. Not a lot of sick people. You know what I'm saying? People were home with their family celebrating. So that was a great thing. And it was great because I was in the emergency, and within maybe 20 minutes, I was in a room being seen by a doctor, which was great. Come to find out, I was passing kidney stones. Now, if you've ever had kidney stones or ever passed them in your life, you know what a nightmare that is. But I thank God, because they did a CT scan on me. just to see if anything on prostate, you know, before they knew it was the kidney stones, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, no prostates, no tumors, no, all that great stuff. So, you know, that's a good news, but it was kidney stones. So, you know, I've been dealing with that last week on medication, helped me pass some stuff like that. But with all of that happened, it's still a good year. My family's good. Financially, we're good. You know, life is still good. So, you know, life is life. Let me put it like that. Life is life. But things are still good. You know, my kids are great in school. You know, life is still good. So, you know, with everything that happened, things are still good. I'm still blessed. But with those things, it's hindered me from really being able to focus on Black Men's Mental Health podcast. And I know every time I get on the air during the year, I was like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And I have had all the intentions of doing all that stuff, but unfortunately, I just didn't have the time or the energy or the mental capacity to focus on it. So I do apologize to you. You know, I've had people come up to me locally that know me, you know, frat brothers are like, yo, man, what's going with the podcast? You know, man, you don't do it like you used to, you know, and I do apologize about that. You know, not that this podcast isn't important, but, you know, my family, of course, family comes first. Health comes first. And those things have been going on. And then when you deal with tragedy and death, just a lot has been going on. So, but I wanted to do a closeout podcast. I wanted to do a podcast to celebrate 2024, but also introduce 2025. Now, just because I've been dealing with things doesn't mean that preparation has not been done. What I mean, so a lot has been going on, you know, but like I said, the preparation has been done. Contracts has been signed, agreement. Now, let me just speak upon a few things, because I know you're probably asking, you know, with Black Men's Mental Health, I want to say that, for one, because of y'all, this is the only reason why I'm where I'm at in life. I appreciate this podcast, and this podcast is like so important to me. And it's like the seed that has planted and created this tree of my life, you know. And I need to force this the seed a little bit more, the tree more. And to be honest, a lot has been going on in the background. A lot preparation, like I said before, preparation has been done. We are planning on taking Black Men's Mental Health to the next level visually. So there's a lot going on with our social media, a whole new campaign has already been worked on. So I want you to understand that things are happening in the background. With all the tragedy has been happening, though, it's been hard, like I said before, to mentally focus on doing the podcast. But with what's been going on, I've had the time to think about things and move things forward. And like I said, things have been moving forward. One thing that happens, me and my wife got together, and we have there was a concept, a idea company concept that I've had for many years, that I, you know, not a company that is only about media or whatever. It's about all these things, you know. Three things in life to me that are focused. It's culture, influence, and lifestyle. And me and my wife started Ivon. IYIVON. And you can go to Ivon.com. And it's just a concept me and my wife has come up with, or it's in a concept that I've been thinking about for years, of a company that's offering all walks of life. You know, you have companies that do entertainment, you have companies that just do hospitality, you have companies that educate, whatever. But I wanted to encompass a company that does it all, that understands the needs of life. Right. And so Ivon Worldwide Holding was born, and you go to Ivon.com and check it out and all that and stuff. But it's just something that I'm proud of, and something that you're going to see that's going to change the idea of companies' focus. You know, it's kind of the corporate level of when they say, you know, live, play, eat. live, play, work idea that a lot of places are doing. This is to the corporate level that understands that concept. So that's something that we have formed and we're working on. Shout out to my wife. Even through all the tragedy, my wife's been networking. We've gone to exclusive openings and events, and we've joined exclusive membership things. We are sitting on certain boards now. So a lot of stuff has happened in the background, even though through the tragedies and things that have happened, so many things positive has happened on the other side as well. You know, my wife has been Miss Socialite. She's been out there networking for the brand, and it's been great. You know, a couple of critics, we are ready to launch that. We've hired an assistant that's helping us out with our ventures. Also, I'm leading a venture in the city of Orlando. Has to do entertainment and the scene that's coming up in Orlando. I can't really speak upon it right now, but it's something that's huge, and I'm very proud to be part of this effort that's going to, in my mind, change how Orlando is and bring back a certain identity to Orlando. So I'm very proud to be part of that thing. The product line. I know you probably haven't seen the product line for a while, but we're cross promoting, so you will see the product line, the moisturizers and stuff, advertised along with other brands. Our podcast is coming back with Divorce Not an Option, so that's coming back. That's going to be very visual as well. So we have a lot of things going on, a campaign of things. You know, Ivan was originally just hotel and resort concept that started during COVID, and that didn't work out. But now we are definitely on the early development of it. So 2027, we're ready to break ground on our first resort. And even before then, we will be accumulating and renovating our resorts. So it is a great time now. A lot of planning has happened, even through all the tragedy that overshadowed what we're doing. But a lot of background has been happening. The Culture Radio, we're taking it to the next level. We're still with the marketing company, and we're working on a plan right now. We're still getting great downloads, and people are listening. So thank you for downloading it on Google or Android or Android Play Store. But so there's a lot of great things happening. Finally, we're moving forward with our online certification school. That's something that has been sitting there for such a long time, but now it has traction. But you can go to Ivan.com and you can see everything we're doing on there. But particularly for Black Men's Mental Health, you know, the book is done. During my downtime, I've been able to read books, which has helped me with this book to articulate things better, to add things I think were necessary. So even though I know the book's supposed to come out in October, but it's going to come out in January. But, you know, the time I'm reading these books and doing my research has made the information in the book even better. So sometimes, you know, one thing I've learned through this year that a skill I didn't have before was patience, plan it out. You know, when you look at rich people, entrepreneurs, actors, famous people, they plan out their lives, years, projects and stuff years in advance. And these are the same people like, damn, they're always doing stuff. But these projects you're seeing were done years ago. Sometimes a movie they did 5 years ago just comes out, you know. But see, that's what is about planning your life, planning these events. So that's what I've been doing the last year, is really playing. I know I've done podcasts. I've done Black Men's Mental Health. Me and my wife have done. But it's not on the level we should have been because we weren't planning. Unfortunately, I'm a person like, if I have an idea, I want to do it now. Like, I will literally have an idea for a company, you know, go buy the LLC, get E&I, build a website, boom, I have a company. I mean, I'm literally that fast. But, you know, I've learned this year you have to plan out things better. Ivan is the example of planning out right. The website is up. The website is beautiful. It's in detail. You can go to Ivan.com and check it out. Culture, influence, and lifestyle, baby. That's what it's about. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Now, I'm saying all this not to brag. I'm saying this because I want you to understand that I'm building a platform. This platform will always remain a safe place for black men, right? But we are going to take it to the next level. You know, with books, with, you know, I'm actually doing a Black Men's Mental Health Bible 2.0. So I'm updating the information in there for more relevancy, to be more relevant. So that is definitely going to be updated pretty soon. Because that's my most popular book that sells. And I'm going to upgrade it. I'm going to upgrade it to something better. Not something better, but just update it where make it a little bit more relevant. Okay. Also me and my wife are working on a book called Divorce Not an Option. That book is, it's going to take a little bit of time. Actually, it may not take as much time as that it may, but you know, it's going to take some time because we want it right. We don't want to stare couples in the wrong way. My wife recently got her life coach certification in relationships, so you know, we're going to take this book and we're going to make sure that it is good and really guiding. But Black Men's Mental Health, I will always be my priority when it comes to my podcast. So trust me, the book is going to be great. We're going to release Men Are Meant to Be Broken in January, and also the update to Black Men's Mental Health Bible. So those updates, check them out. They will be coming soon. And the new book will be coming soon. But like I said, 2024 has been a challenging year for me, guys. But I appreciate you showing me the love, whether it's bad comments, good comments. Hey, you're still listening. So I appreciate it. And I just really want to thank you. I want to do something different this year. I want to do something that I've never done before, but I want to do this. I think ending the year off like this will be great. I want to end it with a prayer. Now, I don't know what religion you are, so take what I say and apply it to your religion. You know, I'm non-denominational myself. I believe in Jesus Christ, but not in the sense of how the church does. I believe that there is a God and he guides us. And no matter what you call him, I believe we all have God that guides us, that we believe in. And this prayer is for you. This is prayers for us. And I just wanted to end the year like this because I think it's a good way to end the year. Lord, thank you for everything you've given us, the good and the bad. Thank you for the hardships that you know made us who we are today as men. Jesus, even though I may not understand your plan sometimes, but I understand you do have a plan. And that whatever you throw at us or whatever this world throws at me as a black man, you have given me the tools to face it. Now, I know sometimes we may fall from your grace. We may do things that are not really things we should be doing. Maybe we're not supporting our black women enough. Maybe we're not supporting our kids enough. But at the end of the day, Jesus, you understand the challenges that come with each one. You know that in our heart, we try as much as we can. And sometimes we may fail, but we do try. But thank you, Jesus, because we understand that we're standing here not because of our own wills, because you've given us everything we need to stand. You've given us all the weapons you can for us to fight. Us just to live through these times, to have lived through other times, is a testament to your will that you have given us. As a black man, I understand, Jesus, that things are not fair. And I'm not here to question why this dynamic you have allowed. But I'm here to say thank you for allowing me to be your soldier. Because for some reason, you have deemed us the people that are going to be persecuted the most. But there's a reason for that, Lord. We may not understand it, but there is a reason. Even in our darkest time, there's still a superpower being a black man. We have overcome so much and we continue to overcome so much. We don't play victim. We don't cry. We don't take handouts. We just take it and we still survive. That's only to you, Lord. As a black man, Lord, I understand that you have put me in a role to be the one to take all the pain and hurt. But you built us for that. You built us to understand that this is our role, and you built us with the tools to overcome it. Now, I know some of my brothers, even myself, has come over zealous. We have made mistakes. We have done dumb things. But at the end of the day, Jesus, we are only human. But even through those mistakes, you allow us to learn and to grow and to be better. Thank you, Lord, for allowing this podcast to be successful, to provide for a safe space for black men to have conversations, to listen to things that are really in their heart that they can't speak on a daily basis. Thank you, Jesus. I may not understand it, but I thank you for not allowing this podcast to be super viral, not because of the fame and fortune, because you understand that this is getting to the people it's supposed to get to. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the vision of having this podcast and keeping it the way it is for these last 4 years. Thank you for everybody that has reached out and touched me, and I've touched them themselves, that helped out. Thank you, Lord, for the truck driver on the road that said that he wants to commit suicide because he was so lonely. But this podcast is the only podcast that keeps him going. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out to that black man that was about to leave his wife. But because of this podcast, he said, I'm going to work through it. Thank you, Lord, for the man, the black man that said that hasn't seen his kids in years, but listened to this podcast and said, I'm going to step up and be a man to my kids because I don't want him to be the man I am. I want him to be better than me. And thank you, Lord, for the others, not just black men, but other cultures and women that have listened to this podcast and understood the black man's struggle and have been able to become peace to that black man and an ally to him. Thank you, Lord, for all of that. I know I've never ended this podcast with a prayer. I've never gave you the praise you need, you should have, but I'm giving this to you today. Because it's no coincidence black men are where we're at. It's for a reason. You built us for this. No other race or gender could do what we do and live the way we live. You knew we were built for this. And thank you for making this podcast where I empower black men to take back their power and control their destiny, even through adverse situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my life, and thank you for this podcast that has changed my life. Thank you for allowing me to be a vehicle, and you work through me to help change others. And once again, please let 2025, for everybody listening to this podcast, be their year, or at least be a good year. Whether you're a truck driver in a car, in the dorm room, listening during your lunch hour, listening at night, listening in your car, first time listening, it doesn't matter. The Lord has provided this moment right here that will never be duplicated again in the history of the world. This moment that you hear my voice and we are talking is special and unique and will not be duplicated in your life again. This moment right here with these exact words. Lord, speak through me to speak to others. Right now, I'm in this time zone right now, but I don't know. This is being listening a year from now in 2026. This could be listening in the year 3000. That's somebody that happens to get these tapes and is inspired. Right now in this time zone, I am speaking into the future. And you are listening. And you are inspired. And this causes you to change your life. a life is being changed right now that hasn't even been born yet. That's listening to this right now. You're listening to it. I'm speaking in a time zone that you wasn't even born in yet. And you're listening to me right now. And being inspired. Even now, I speak alone. Nobody hears me. But now you hear me. A week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, 6 months from now. You hear me now. And this is what the Lord has provided, a permanent way to reach his children. Black men, don't quit. Don't ever let them tell you that you're not relevant or important, because you are important. Thank you. Amen. I know I've never ended a podcast like that. I've never done that before, but you know what? I think it was necessary. I wanted to end 2024 in a prayer and give you some inspiration. All right. 2025, don't say it's your year. 2025 is the year that you're going to do the things you want to do, make improvements, and find that peace you deserve. All right, guys, until next time, man. See you next year.